All right, here we go. Looking for caller 104. I got a big package for you to win. All these great restaurants. Let's see who's getting a hookup today. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve, I got a huge prize package for you, Steve.
Nice.
Where are you from?
New Windsor.
All right, Tara, what is he getting?
You are getting gift certificates each worth $50 to the Salt Room Spa in Cold Spring, Main Course in Cold Spring, Nobody's Deli and Sweet Harvest in Cold Spring, and Beacon Delights in Beacon.
Whoa.
Oh, that sounds good.
Good. You're going to town,
like a
bro.
A couple date nights. Yeah.
Exactly.
You got like six date nights there, man. You have fun with all that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
My wife will be excited.
All right. Well, you enjoy it. You hold on for me, okay? By the way, you guys got websites for all those people can check out for your locations?
We do.
What are those?
So Nobody's Deli is just www.nobodysdeli.com. The Main Course is the Main Course with the number 2.com. Beacon Delights is beacondelights.com, but it's spelled D-L-I-T-E-S. Sweet Harvest is Sweet Harvest Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com. And the Salt Room is HRHealingAndWellness.com.
You know, John told me to try this pulled pork sandwich. Really good, but I forgot. I didn't see that. I bit into the hot jalapeno in there. Holy crap, dude. My mouth's on fire, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, man?
Holy cow. Woo!
Not like the hissing sensation, though.
Yeah, no. Your food's a different thing. So, by the way.
Your sinuses.
It definitely will. Jimmy has been coming in for the past years. He's the cleaner of the building. But he always dreamed of owning a restaurant like you guys have. So we'd have him bring in food and everything, and Jimmy's food looks like crap, but it tastes good. And he's actually, every week you've scored at least 8 and above.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think you've accomplished your goal.
Yeah, I did.
So we're going to move on to something new.
I won't be able to cook no more.
Uh-oh.
So last night, I put everything away, and I was crying, man.
But this is good, because now we're going to test your knowledge.
My knowledge?
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh. Of cooking?
No, of trivia. Trivia. It'll be smarter than Jimmy the Goat. Who is smarter than Jimmy the Goat? There you go. The goat has returned. So I thought it'd be nice, since we have guests, that you could take on them just to get your feet wet.
Wow.
And get ready to take on listeners.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what it worked out perfect.
I like that. Wow.
So, John and Tara, how is your knowledge of trivia?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm scared.
Okay, all right, we're going to put you guys on the spot here.
By the way, I want to say, guys, thanks for the food. It's very, even though I haven't eaten it yet, but it's very delicious. You know, I can't wait to try it later.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and I hope many people will go over there to support you guys, okay?
Appreciate
thanks
it.
For your local business. Thank you.
Appreciate we support it. Local, don't we?
Yeah, we are.
We are, Jimmy.
Yeah, man. Support your local sheriff.
Whatever the hell he said. I don't even know what he said. What did you say?
Support your local sheriff. but it's a movie, though.
Okay, Jimmy says things that you just, I don't even know what to tell you. All right, first question. Do you want to go first or you want them to go first?
Let them go first.
Okay.
Let them go first.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you wait your turn. Here we go.
Okay.
Who is the youngest golfer ever to win the U.S. Junior Amateur title?
I'm going to have to go Tiger Woods.
All right. Jimmy.
Is it Nicholson, yeah.
Correct answer is Tiger Woods. One for a team, John and Tara.
All right.
Our daughter just took up golf.
Oh,
Beacon High School.
Okay.
Beacon. There you go.
All right.
Next question. Which team won the first Super Bowl? John and Tara, what do you think?
I defer all sports to John.
Come on, you can also, you know, give him a clue.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah, their team.
What do you think?
I should know this.
49ers.
No.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm going to assume the same answer.
Correct answer is Green Bay Packers.
All right. So, yes.
You're tied up. Wait. No, they're still up. Okay, you both got it. There's still one up.
Okay, yes.
You get five questions.
Okay.
Next question. What is the tallest breed of dog? The tallest breed of dog. Tara and John, go ahead.
What's that? I was
going to
cheat and look on my phone.
No, we can't cheat. We cannot cheat.
Tallest breed.
The tallest of dog.
I think it's easy.
It's not a Doberman. It's something bigger. I can't think of it.
All right, Jimmy?
Is it the German Shepherd?
No.
No?
You are both incorrect. It is the Great Dane.
Oh,
no. I was the Great, whatever you call it. The
Great Dane.
Graham. The Graham.
The Greyhound?
Yeah, Greyhound, yeah.
Greyhound.
You know
Jimmy thinks he's a goat, so we call him Jimmy the Goat. All right, goat man. They are still up by one.
All right, man.
All right, easy. Calm down. You can't get all goat happy if you don't win.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Next question. What color is a giraffe's tongue? John and Tara.
Pink.
All right.
You know what? I would say, let me see. If it's not pink, I would say black.
Black is correct!
You know your animals.
Oh, oh yeah. All right. Last question. You guys are tied up.
All right, babe.
How do you feel about this, Jimmy?
You know what? I feel so bad.
All right, last question.
By the way, it's Jimmy the Goat.
It's no more Jimmy the Cleaner. It's Jimmy the Goat. All right. Who was the first president of the United States of America? John and Tara.
Oh, we're going to look like idiots.
Okay, need to go first because I've been waiting for to give my answer.
He had to take a test.
George Washington.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with the same.
George Washington, yes.
But by the way, he was in the army before he became the president.
Okay.
He fought for the country.
All right.
If you go over to, you know, West Point, there's a lot of
West
stuff
Point?
About him.
West Point.
Listen, Jimmy knows that kind of stuff because he got his citizenship. And if you've ever looked at those questions, bro, those questions are not easy.
Hey, they're not easy, man. We even give Diva a pop quiz, and he was like, bam, 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 bam.
All right, easy, calm down.
I want to say George Washington. Mom, I promise I knew that, but I got nervous.
It's all right. We got it.
So
we
it's a tie.
It's a tie.
Okay, we got to break it.
Oh, no.
Would you like to break the tie?
No, break the ice.
Break the tie.
Yeah, break the ice.
All right, here's your final question. A young boy takes a train to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. What is this classic show?
Polar Express.
You know what? They did make a movie of it, too.
Yeah.
The Polar Express.
That is correct.
Yeah, the Polar Express. They did a movie of it, yeah. And that's what that movie was going to be a good movie, but it was really horrible. But it was okay.
We still have a tie.
Oh, no.
Ooh, this is tricky. All right, this will be a tiebreaker. One of you is not going to get this.
Okay.
Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz? John and Tara.
The movie that just came out.
All right, easy. Calm down over there, Jimmy. This is for the win.
I know this one.
It's tricky.
Oh. Down the Yellow Brick Road.
3, 2, 1.
Is it
in Oz?
No, that is incorrect.
What
is it called, Jimmy?
Oh, wow. I always said the castle, but that's a name for the castle.
What is it called? Where is the castle, Jimmy?
Kansas.
Oh, no. Jimmy's going to get it.
The Oh my God.
He's going to get it.
Is it the I can't. My English
spit
is.
Spit it out. Spit it English out,
is,
Jimmy.
Is it broken English?
Jimmy the goat. Get it out, man. Get it out, goat.
Is it the
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh my God. I can't say it in English, man. Oh my God.
Yo. You're going to lose because you don't get it in English.
You know what?
Emerald City. All right, teamwork makes the dream work. It's still a tie.
You know what?
You still get no fair. You
have
another question.
I win.
No. Jimmy's got to take it because Jimmy, if his English was right on.
I want to win it, right?
You win.
Yeah.
You win, Jimmy.
I win?
Yes. All right, easy. Calm the hell down. Holy crap. All right, Jimmy, congratulations. Your first game. You're ready for listeners. So tomorrow, you'll take Friday you're in.
Yes.
You'll take on a listener for
Thank you. How do you guys feel about that game?
Congratulations.
Was it good?
It was stressful.
You don't want to ever play again.
Forget under stress.
I know, but it just keep you happy, right?
All right, Jimmy. So you get a victory.
You know what?
I know what you're going to ask me. You're probably going to want a prize.
You know what? Yeah, that's exactly how it's going to be. That's exactly how it's going to be.
I will
skip the prize.
You will?
Yes. It's my first time on the, you know.
Okay.
When Jimmy they got.
Okay.
So the only thing I'm going to say out there
yeah.
is bad, bad.
Okay, easy, easy. Okay. Calm down, go. Oh, calm down.
Okay.
All right, guys.
We'll have a banana muffin.
Here, you can go out. There's plenty of food out there for you to eat.
You know, the goat. Might take some. You never know.
Look at Diva looking at you. All right, guys. Tell everybody once again all your places they can check you guys out.
Nobody's Deli, The Main Course, Sweet Harvest in Cold Spring and Splashdown, Beacon Delights, and Hudson River Healing Salt Spa in Cold Spring.
When does Splashdown open up? That's pretty soon, right? Oh, no, usually they do right at the end of school, right?
A couple months from now.
Yeah, they open the weekends, right? A couple weekends before school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do weekends only starting Memorial Day for three weekends, I believe.
Oh, is that what it is?
And then it's straight through
Labor
Day.
Can you believe it, man? It's getting close, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Yeah, we're gearing up.
It's very busy.
Beautiful. All right, guys. Thanks for coming in today, Jimmy. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good job. Calm down, go.
Listen to radio station in the Hudson Valley, K104. More next on K104.